Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Like, but I was wheezing and it was tight when I got here, but like, I just feel great, man. It's a complete difference.
Healing and long life are part of God's plan. It's His way, and His Word reveals how to do it. Today, Kenneth Copeland takes us through the healing process of forgiveness, love, and joy, and then prays a healing prayer for you.
Let's move now over into the book of Matthew. And we'll move into the receiving part of this message this morning. Matthew chapter 9, we're going to read this incident from Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Chapter 9, verse 1, He entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. Behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. Now, I want you to notice and make note of be of good cheer. That particular phrase doesn't come up in the other two, so make note of that. Be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. So I'm going to tell all of you this morning, I don't care what's going on in your body. I don't care what's happening in you now. Cheer up!
Yes.
Cheer up! You need to learn to do that when you first get out of bed in the morning. I don't feel like cheering up. Yeah, you do. Yeah. You just walk in there and say, joy. See, the joy of the Lord is your strength. It's part of the healing process. It's obvious this man was sin worried. It may be probably one of the reasons why this sickness, this palsy, had worked in his body to the point where it was about to kill him. And Jesus just fixed that. Cheer up, boy. Hallelujah. So make a note of the cheer up. Be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee. And certain of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemes. Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, wherefore think you evil in your heart? Whether is easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk, that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Then saith he to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up your bed, and go home. He arose, departed to his house. Notice this. The power to forgive and the power to heal the body are one and the same. So when one is not in forgiveness, when you're not exercising forgiveness, you're aiding the sickness and the disease, because the power to forgive is the power to heal. My, 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 my. Now, let's go over to Mark chapter 2. And let's look at verse 1. And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. This was his house in Capernaum there by the lakeside. Straightway, many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much about the door. And he preached the word unto them. Now make a note of that one. He preached the word. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born afore. When they could not come nigh unto for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let him down wherein they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the sick of the palsy, "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." There were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their heart, "Why does this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only?" Immediately, when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said, "Why reason these things in your heart? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, 'Thy sins be forgiven thee,' or to say, 'Arise, take up your bed and walk,' that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins?" He said to the sick of the palsy, "I say unto you, arise, take up your bed, go your way to thine house." Now, Luke chapter 5, we're going to see something else again here in the 5th chapter of Luke. Verse 17, "And it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching." So he was preaching and he was teaching. Amen. Now, how does faith come? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now, there's another statement here. I want you to look at this. Notice it very, very carefully. And there were Pharisees, doctors of the law, sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Huh? The power was present to heal them. Well, if the power was present to heal them, the power was present to forgive them. But they didn't get it. Why? They stopped listening to his teaching and preaching and got over in their religious thinking. Now, while they're sitting there thinking about him speaking blasphemies, then they're no longer hearing anything he says. They're listening to their mind say, "There's something wrong with him." Well, you know what that'll do to your faith. It'll kill it. And it doesn't have to be something that drastic either. You can just be sitting there thinking, you know, "I wonder why Brother Copeland wears so many blue suits." Well, that's simple. Gloria likes blue suits. Amen. She also likes gold suits too. But I like blue suits because Gloria likes blue suits. And I found out God likes blue suits because go check out the high priest clothes. Amen. But see, we can just get over and start thinking about something like that and not hear, just be a whole line of something there. And if the devil is doing it, I'll guarantee you it was a line you needed to hear to receive your healing. That's just the way he does things. Amen. So I wanted you to notice all of those, because you put all of that together. Had they been listening, and they could have not only received their forgiveness, not only could they have cheered up, but they could have received healing just the same as this one man did. Everybody in the room, the presence was there, the healing power of God was there, because Jesus was in the room. He's the healer, and he's trying to get all of them healed. He's trying to get all of them forgiven. He's trying to get all of them out of their problems, praise God, and bring a jubilee. That's what he's doing here this morning. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. I said glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord. Healing and long life is God's plan. It's God's way. It's God's word. And He is here to heal you right now. Glory to God. Somebody just got a really bad sore throat healed right then, just while I was speaking that. And now, many knew, some of you came today noticing symptoms beginning of flu, symptoms of beginning of cold. I curse those symptoms in the name of Jesus. Disappear right now. Hallelujah. I mean it. Disappear. Right now you disappear. Glory. Yes, sir, we can do that, Lord. Thank you. Let's all catch hands with the person there next to you. And if you can reach across the aisle, fine. If you can't, that's okay. But we're going to do this as a congregation this morning. Agree with it in your heart, with all your heart. Father,
Father,
I make it official.
In obedience to your command
and to your desire,
I forgive.
I am determined to forgive.
I'm determined to walk in love.
I confess the sin of unforgiveness. Criticism. Judging. And all forms of unforgiveness. Cleanse my spirit.
Cleanse my
mind.
Cleanse my body.
Of all fear.
Doubt and
unbelief.
That comes from unforgiveness.
I receive my forgiveness.
As I forgive others.
Now just stop and think about that just a second. How did Jesus say? How did He say it? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us as we forgive. Put it in the first person. Forgive me as I forgive those that have trespassed against me. Hallelujah. What did He say? Your will be done on earth. Your will be done in this building today and online. Everybody that's listening and watching. Amen?
What we've
absolutely determined from the Bible what His will is. His will is for you to be well. His will is for your mind to be clear and sharp. It's His will for you to live 120 years of satisfied life. Hallelujah. Amen. So take it. Release all that stuff. Get all that stuff out. Just turn it loose. Don't wait till you feel better. Declare it by faith. Declare it by faith. They're forgiven. Glory to God. I release it. They're forgiven right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now receive your healing. Now just lift both hands and just form this big old funnel and receive.
Sin, sickness, demons, and fear, all kinds of curse, all kinds of deadly disease, in the name of Jesus, we bind you and cast you out of this place. Get out of here right now. You loose God's people. In the name of Jesus, whose I am and whom I serve, take your hands off of God's property. You take your hand off of every mind in this place. You take your hand off of ears. You take your hand off of everybody, 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 everybody. Hallelujah. Gloria, you and George, come on up here. Glory to God. Tracy, you come on up. Praise God. Terry Myers, you come on up. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now lay both hands on top of your head and boldly declare, I receive my healing in my head.
I receive my healing in my head.
I receive healing in my ears.
I receive healing for my brain.
Brain cells live and not die. Memory come alive and not die. I receive healing in my eyes.
I receive healing in my sinuses.
I receive healing in my nose.
I receive healing in my mouth.
I receive healing for my tongue.
My tonsils.
My throat.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive healing in my neck.
I receive restoration for my spine.
All the way from my brain stem to my tailbone.
A new spine.
No more back pain.
No more disc problems.
No more nerve problems.
Throughout my whole body.
I receive peace for my whole nervous system.
I receive healing in my shoulders.
I receive healing in my back.
All the muscles in my back.
All of the skeleton of my body.
All the bones.
All the marrow.
In my entire physical skeleton.
I receive healing.
I receive restoration.
My elbows are healed.
My wrists are healed.
My fingers.
My thumbs.
All the joints of my body.
Arthritis, leave my body.
You're under the curse and I'm redeemed from the curse.
Weakness and pain, leave this body now.
Hips, you receive your healing.
I receive supernatural hip replacement.
I receive supernatural knee replacement.
I receive healing
in my veins.
In my arteries,
I rebuke you, plaque.
I cast you out of my arteries and veins.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
my arteries are cleansed by the washing of the water of the Word.
I'll not have a stroke.
A heart attack.
I'm healed.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. This is Lamont from Elizabeth City, North Carolina. He's had asthma since he was a kid. He had an asthma attack on Thursday during a workout. He had an asthma attack last night. He said it felt like a knot on his chest and he's breathing through a small straw. But now he said it's gone and he's breathing clear. Yes. More than he has.
Breathing clear.
Yes, I'm breathing.
Let's hear it.
Yes, I feel so good, man. I had asthma as a child. And Thursday and Friday last night, me and my wife was praying. I couldn't do nothing but sit down, use an inhaler. Then once I use the inhaler, I'm just out of it. I can't do no more. And then we start praying, and it left.
Hallelujah.
It's gone, man. It's gone, man. I breathe so clearly. I feel so good right now. Oh, man, I love you, Jesus. Thank you.
Pastor Copeland is praying, and then I just felt it leave. I mean, I just start breathing clearly. And, like, I just start feeling so energetic and being slumped all over and the laziness, it just left and I just had so much energy. But the whole time I'm sitting here, like, telling my wife, look, I can breathe. Like, I can breathe real clear right here. I mean, like, I felt it leave. Like, but I was wheezing and it was tight when I got here. But, like, I just feel great, man. It's a complete difference.
And I saw a hip issue where there's someone that may not be wearing a brace now, but you had a brace at one time, maybe in your younger years, but you still have issues. But your hips are becoming normal. God is lengthening and straightening every disorder, and you're going to be absolutely normal from this meeting, from this day forward.
This is Nick from Henry County, Virginia. He's 24 years old. He is a very precious young man. He's a year clean from a hardcore drug and alcohol problem. He's delivered.
Good man.
And he was born with a degenerate hip problem, his right hip, and it's been deteriorating. And this morning, he felt a tingling.
My right hip. I had braces when I was young, and you said it in my right hip. Now, finally at ease.
Yeah, and he has a job where he's able to do this. Every day on his job, through his earbuds, he listens to Kenneth and Gloria and listens to the Word all day long with his earbuds. Finish up. Pray for him and finish up his hip, George.
In the name. Woo. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
That name corrects what the braces could not.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
There's life in that ball socket there.
Yeah.
There's life in that hip. Life in those hips. They're normal, equal.
Yes.
Aligned and in order.
Thank you, Lord.
There it goes right there. See that? Free and whole.
Something happened to you when hands were laid on you just now. Mm-hmm. Something spectacular is going on the inside of you. Can you tell that? Can you sense the power of God that's in you right now? And can you sense, we could see something going on in your leg. We could see it. It was evident. Can you move like you didn't move before? Oh, thank you, Jesus. It's not popping.
Pop.
It's not popping.
Squat down for us. Squat down for us. Come on back up. Do that again. Yeah. Could you do that before?
No, he couldn't do it. Couldn't do it before.
Now I have one word for you from the Holy Ghost. Mm. Put your hand to the plow and don't look back. None of that addiction back there matters. Because you're not that person.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for Nick.
Amen.
Praise God.
And I really want to thank him and Gloria Kenneth, and I listen to Kelly too, and they're amazing. Just the Word of God just changed my life.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. And remember, Jesus is Lord.